Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We give God all thanks and praise for today. And today is April 1st, 2024. April 1st. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just give God glory and honor and praise in today. Yes. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. May you have a glorious, wonderful Monday. May this Monday be blessed. Excuse me. Above everything you ever thought it should be, that it be more than enough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us jump right into our word for today. Our word for today is coming from Romans chapter 5. We've been studying kingdom living. Glory to God. We've been studying kingdom living. Kingdom living is faith, hope, love. And we have the faith of God. We have our hope in Jesus. We love all. We allow the love of God to permeate our every area of our being. It is our source and our root. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Of our lives. This is how we walk, with the love of God permeating through us. The faith of God that we use each and every day to believe and stand in our hope in Jesus. The things that Jesus has done for us. The things that Jesus showed us how to do. We are learning how to walk in them. We're learning how to move like Jesus moved. Glory to God. So we find ourselves now in Romans chapter 5, and we started with verse 1, and we're walking through this verse by verse. In Romans 1, and I said before that I'm using two versions of the scriptures, the New Century Version and the Passion Version, the Passion Translation. So I'm going to read this morning out of the New Century Version and chapter 1, and I'm going to read chapter 1 through verse 3. And it reads, "Since we have been made right with God by our faith," come on now, "we have peace with God. This happened through our Lord Jesus Christ, who through our faith has brought us into that blessing of God's grace that we now enjoy. And we are happy because of the hope we have of sharing God's glory," meaning God's presence, sharing God's presence in our lives. Verse 3. "We also have joy with our troubles, because we know that these troubles produce patience." Okay, let's stop right there. And I'm going to read this line again. It says that we also have joy with our troubles, because we know that these troubles produce patience. I think that in Christendom, we have this particular passage of scripture has produced so many mixed things, and also has produced distorted images of God, that we have believed that what he was talking about is that God brings us these troubles. God doesn't bring us the troubles. The troubles happen in our lives because of life, mainly, and because we live in a fallen world. But what we're supposed to do in those troubles, why we have joy with our troubles, is because of what he said in verse 1 and 2 was that because of our faith, we have peace with God. And because we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, our faith has brought us into the blessing of God's grace. The grace of God is in us. The grace of God is on us and moves us through. And then that joy of knowing that we have peace with God, that we are in a right relationship with the Lord Jesus, that we are in a right relationship with God, our parent, that because we are in that right relationship and that we have our hope in sharing the glory of God that is in us. Because of all of that, we have joy with our troubles. We have that joy of God being in us and being with us. And we know that these troubles cannot defeat us, cannot steal from us, cannot take our joy, cannot destroy our happiness, because it doesn't come from what's going on around us. Our joy, our happiness comes from God. So the troubles in our lives produces patience. How does it produce patience? It produces patience because we have to take the step of saying, okay, I have a lot of stuff going on in my life right now. Okay, my car is down. Not sure what's going on with it. Don't know, you know, what it's going to cost to get it fixed. This past week, my water heater went out. That cost a pretty penny to get somebody in to change my water heater, buy the water heater, and get somebody in to hook it up and fix it up. Just different things of life have been filtering in on me, that could cause a lot of anxiety. My job is, I have pressure from my job because I have to get things done. Trying to do stuff last night on my work computer, and the whole system is down. The whole work system. I couldn't even get on to do anything. So now I have a bunch of stuff I have to get done by a certain time today. It's crazy. And all of that could push people over the brink. If I did not realize that I have God, God is in me, and God is giving me the wisdom and the peace. Hallelujah. I have peace with God because my relationship with God is good. I have a good relationship with the Lord, and because of that, I have patience. I'm not anxious about what I'm going to do with my car. We will work that out as the Lord shows us what to do. I am not anxious about paying for the water heater. I will work that out as the Lord shows me what to do. And the pressures on my job will be worked out as the Lord shows me what to do. But what I have to do is to remain calm. I can't allow all these pressures and all these things in my life to choke out the presence of God in me and allow it to crowd out the voice of God speaking to me. I have to stop and be still and know God. See how all this stuff works together. Stop and be still and know God. And that produces patience. That produces patience in the fact that I'm not going to go crazy. I'm not going to start yelling at people. I'm not going to be angry. I'm not going to be grouchy. I'm not going to be short with people. I'm going to be pleasant And see, that's patience producing. And see, that's the next verse, verse 4. And it says, and patience produces character. Wow. Because I'm allowing myself to lean into the God in me and submit myself to the God in me and allow God to direct and guide me through the things that are happening in my life. This is how we have to live. This is how we do it step by step, because we have to take the time to hear from God, to listen to what the voice of God is telling me. We can't get all worked up. Getting all worked up, is that going to solve anything? Yelling and screaming at people, is that going to solve anything? Being grouchy and being short with people, is that going to solve anything? No, it is not. So we have to maybe step away, step into a quiet place, move away from people until we can center ourselves and rely on the God in us. And know and trust that God is going to lead us into victory, because we are more than conquerors. If I just threw up my hands and say, oh, all is lost, I can't do nothing, nothing ever goes right, and start, you know, complaining about what's going on and complaining about it to everybody that comes, that's, what is that going to do? Is it do anything? No, it just makes it worse. It just gives the enemy fuel to burn the fires with. No, I believe God. I know that God has given me the wisdom, and I will do what God instructs me to do. I'm going to listen for the voice of God. And I know I hear the voice of God because I am a child of God. And because I'm a child, my daddy is going to give me what I need. Amen. Lord, I just ask that you move on each and every one, that you allow them to be able to see that you are in them, be able to feel your presence in a way that they know that is you. Direct and guide them in the troubles that they have in their lives. Let them hear your voice and your direction and guide them through to victory, because they are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We thank you for it, God. In Jesus' name, so it is, so it will be, and so we let it be. Thank you, God, for your presence. I love you so very much, and Jesus loves you so much more. I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that, according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, We appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time. And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.